This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
So, Fred, what'd you do last Sunday?
I can't remember. Gosh, I just don't know.
Really?
Remind me what I did.
I don't know, but I know what I did.
What did you do?
What I did was immortalized in our daily newspaper.
Oh, the Tucson Festival of Books?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't last. Well, I guess that, for you, that was Sunday. For me, it was Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You had the train
Tom
author.
Zollner, who wrote a book on trains.
And how fun was that?
It was awesome. It's like amazing how many trainee people there are in this
community.
Is
that what they're called, trainees?
I will get emails on that, probably. But people who are train aficionados.
Perfect.
Trainees.
Yeah, and I got to talk to Richard Russo on
Sunday. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that I got my spot and not yours.
Why? Mine was awesome.
Yeah, but that was like a little challenging, emotionally challenging.
Yeah, it was, you know, whenever you talk about, you know, someone's parent who had a real difficult life, and how they deal with that, you know, becoming a caregiver as you get older.
Right.
It is. It's a tough conversation. But I got to tell you, he did a fabulous job. And folks, if you need to go out and pick up Richard Russo's new book, Elsewhere, the biography of his mom, it's fantastic. And he was incredibly gracious, and you know, it was great. But that was my little highlight for the Tucson Festival of Books, along with so many other things. It was just a great, great, great Tucson event.
Yeah, you know, being a moderator has its privileges. And I got to meet former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in the Author's Lounge and talk to her for a few minutes, get her autograph for a friend of
awesome.
Mine. That was really cool. But that is just one of the wonderful events of Tucson. And that's only its sixth year. It's only in
right.
six
it's
years
MNC.
Old.
And you know who I got to talk to extensively in the Author's Lounge?
Who?
Luis Uria. He's an author who I actually was moderated a panel he was on last year.
And oh, is that the one like Go the F to Sleep?
No, that's Adam Mansbach.
Oh.
A totally different guy.
All right.
But Luis is writing a story about his mom who actually delivered donuts on the front lines during World War II.
You know what? We should write a book about our mom. I don't know exactly what it would be about yet. But I think it'd be wholly entertaining because her mom has had a great life.
Yeah, her mom has had a great life. And why are you sucking up to her now?
Because, you know, she's getting up there and, you know, the
are you calling our mom old?
No.
Okay, so let's get back to me.
Someone else is
older. So this whole
else
thing
is older.
With Luis Uria's mom and selling or delivering donuts and coffee to all the guys on the front line during World War II in this big giant donut truck, dude, it was amazing. So, folks, be on the lookout
and then,
for
and then
Luis
Uria's they came
book.
Home and it was Lakov's, right?
No, this is serious stuff here, you bonehead. Come on. And you know why I bring it up?
I don't know.
Because of our first guest today.
I thought we weren't going to talk to our first guest till after the break.
Oh, we are? Oh, hey. We're not going to talk to those guys. So I'll talk about this more later then. So what do you got going on?
Dude, so a week from... yesterday.
What did you do to get in trouble with mom that you're sucking up to her now is what I want.
Nothing. I think a book about our mom's family would be really cool.
Oh, you didn't add the family part first. It was like our
well,
mom.
Well, I mean, maybe that's understood because you have to give context
growing
to
up
our mom's
destitute
life.
Destitute in Arizona.
Yeah, right.
With one shoe.
Walking
to school.
Uphill both ways.
Having to fight a bear off with a loose leaf notebook.
No, not a bear, a javelina.
A javelina off with a loose leaf notebook.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, poor mom.
All right, So a week from yesterday.
I know, I'm gonna get emails about that.
Yeah, a week from yesterday, Jeff.
Yes.
We will be exposing ourselves to massive physical challenges.
Yes!
So the hard charge is coming up.
And Team Fred and Jeff has got eight participants.
That's right.
Ocho crazy people.
Yes, that means there's 10, and Jeff and I are going to be rooting from the sidelines.
Negative Fred.
No, we're going to be doing this. 4 miles, 20-plus obstacles. They told us last week it was going to be 20 to 30 obstacles, with the majority of them in the last mile.
Have you looked online and checked it out?
Yeah.
They show you videos of all the obstacles.
Yeah, but they don't tell you which ones they're going to be using. I mean, there's the mud pit is standard. The walls are standard. Dumping water on you is
what
all
about
standard.
The one where they're like shooting a flamethrower at you?
I don't know if that's standard.
Oh,
I think there's something about electrical shock.
Oh, boy.
They said, Brent last week said that wasn't going to happen. But
oh, bummer.
I'm still.
And how did you and I get so lucky to have you and me and all these beautiful women that are going to be on our team?
Yeah, this is the amazing thing. Team Fred and Jeff is comprised of two big fat loser boys and a bunch of gorgeous women.
I don't know. I'm on that too.
No, two fat loser boys. That's you and
me. Plus me.
Oh.
All right. You and who else? Plus me.
Yeah, so we got a great team put together.
We do.
And that's next Saturday, and there's still time to sign up. And we want to thank our friend, Brian Chumler from X Racewear, because we'll be wearing some of his fabulous clothing.
Gear. Yeah.
Gear.
We'll be
some of his X gear.
Yeah, and by the way, make sure you wear some compression shorts.
Why?
Because one of the gals, Emily, on my team said, when you go over those walls, you don't want the wedding tackle to fall out of those shorts.
Oh, okay.
So make sure you wear some compression shorts.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
You got it, brother.
So, speaking of two fat brothers, the Body Love Conference.
Is that a restaurant?
The Body Love Conference is coming up April 5th. Change your world, not your body. So this is put together by some really wonderful ladies who are challenging women in this community to not be fooled or taken in by the media and to be happy with who they are and live the lives of joy.
That's the cue for the Pharrell song, Happy.
Is it?
You're going to get happy.
Well, okay, Jim, did you get that? Okay, he's nodding his head.
Yeah, let's see if you can find it in 2 minutes.
Yeah, so the last couple things, there's going to be a rocket launch, Desert Heat on March 29th and 30th. The Southern Arizona Rocketry Association is going to be launching a crack load of rockets out in Marana.
That's a lot of rockets.
Yeah, and there's also going to be a night launch, which would be really cool, watching rockets go up in the air at night and then not knowing where to find them.
Is that those are the bad rockets that they don't care if they lose?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember back in the day we used to put like clay on the end of the engines, and then so when the ejection charge went off for the parachute, it blew up.
Yeah, that you got a lot of fun out of that.
Yeah, that was the rocket graveyard. If you had lived a good life, and created joy for friend Jeff as a rocket, your glorious exit was an explosion,
just like our first two pet rabbits.
No, we don't talk about those ever.
You know, I got to remember when I got to shoot a rocket off at St. Peter and Paul in the backyard, in the playground.
in the playground.
And we had to. I don't think anyone's ever shot a rocket off at St. Peter and Paul since.
Yeah, because we actually had to break into Gramer Hall.
I don't know.
And retrieve it. Oh, okay.
No clue.
Last thing, Jeff, I got is still time to get your name on the OSIRIS-REx mission that's heading out to the asteroid Bennu. It's going to be a couple-year mission. They're going to float around the asteroid, land on it, get a sample, and then come home.
You know what's cool?
Me?
Okay, let me rephrase that. Do you know what I found out at the Tucson Festival of Books?
What did you find out?
If you go into the planetarium, they have an interactive TV.
The Flandreau Planetarium on campus?
Correct. The Flandreau Planetarium on campus. You go into Flandreau, they have a TV that actually shows OSIRIS-REx.
A television?
Yes.
Live feed from somewhere?
Well, no, it's a computer program that shows what they're trying to do, but it's cool as heck.
Okay.
And it's also a game. It's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune. You have to, like, figure out all the letters, and then it says OSIRIS-REx. And then, like, a little foot comes out under the machine and kicks you in the shin if you get it wrong.
Okay. I'd rather... They should have a game. I'm going to recommend this to Flandreau.
Please.
They should have a game that you actually get to land OSIRIS-REx on Bennu.
After it orbits Bennu like 100 times?
Well, it orbits for like a year, and then they land on it.
See, and I think to be able to do that, you have to, like, put your forehead on a bat and run around it 6 times and then try to land it.
Why? Because the lander's going to be dizzy after a year?
You would think.
Maybe. All right, it's time for a break.
All right, folks, stick around. Seriously, we got a good show for you today. We're just going to flush that first part, but we got a great show for you today. So stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farm.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shuk Chong.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Correct, Fred.
And one of the things that makes living in the old Pueblo, so gosh darn wonderful is...
Why did you say that three times?
I don't know. It sounded like Beetlejuice. I don't know.
Don't say it again.
No, because I said three times.
No, I was saying Beetlejuice. Oh, no.
Oh. No, because, you know, our friends at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base...
Our many friends.
I mean,
our many wonderful friends.
They have a gazillion missions out there where the airmen
I thought it was to fly, fight, and kick some booty.
Well, we can ask what the Air Force motto is. Because in studio with us, we have Lieutenant Aaron Ronawera.
That's great.
Close.
He got it?
You got it.
Man, look at that big old smile on
his
face.
And then,
no one ever gets that right, do they? First time out?
Few.
Yeah, all right. Good job, Fred. You're coming around, baby.
And Jessica Casserly.
That's right.
That one you screwed up. Good job.
So, Aaron is a public affairs officer at Davis-Monthan, and Jessica is a public affairs specialist. Which, and given that one's in uniform, one's not,
that
must
correct.
Be a civilian gig.
That is, yes.
And you guys got some really cool stuff coming up.
We do. We have an air show coming up on the 12th and 13th of April.
Yeah, it's
Are you sure? You're looking at her. Have some. Come on. So you got a big air show coming up.
We do.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity because a lot of the people out in Tucson don't have the chance to see what we do at Davis-Monthan, to get onto the base, to see the missions. So this is a great opportunity for us to give back to the community and say, hey, you know, welcome, come in and see what we do and see some neat aircraft. Well, not free hot dogs, but we will have hot dogs. Free admission and free parking.
Hey, free parking, you can't go bad.
Not at all.
So when you say missions, what do you mean?
I'll let Aaron take this one.
We have several different units at Davis-Monthan and many different aircraft, rescue units, C-130 unit, A-10s, which are very famous out here.
And we love the A-10.
It's just an opportunity for us to showcase the different aircraft and the airmen that keep them running and all of our different missions here.
So it's kind of like an open house.
It is an open house.
With the donuts and the cookies, and the hot dogs, and the free parking.
That's right.
Love it.
So are there going to be some heritage aircraft out there? So a lot of times you see, like, you know, the A-10s, the F-16s, all the current log of aircraft. But I can't remember if this one is going to be a heritage event as well.
We have a good mix, actually. Our headliners, of course, are the Thunderbirds. They'll be here.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool.
They got taken off of... They were suspended for a while.
Yeah, well, with money, yes, with budget stuff last year.
Sequestration,
yeah.
So sequestration knocked out the Thunderbirds?
Well, it knocked out all aerial demonstrations for last year, but with the approved budget this year, we were good to go for an open house. So, you know, we've got those guys, and then we have some more heritage-type aircraft. We're going to have a B-25 out there flying. We've got a P-51. So, I mean, we've got some...
Ooh, a P-51?
Mm-hmm. So we've got some neat aircraft out there.
Okay, so here's the real question. What's it going to take to get Fred and I in that bomber as it's driving around Tucson?
Driving around Tucson?
Driving around, I mean, what do you call it?
Flying
around Tucson. Is it, you know, we probably wouldn't take up a lot of space, probably as much as a couple sacks of potatoes. And we'd be quiet. So we just want to watch. Can you handle that for us?
We'll see what we can do.
I'm not going to hold you to it.
Okay.
But free everyone out there in Tucson, remember, free hot dogs courtesy of.
No.
Free parking courtesy of.
There you go. Free parking. All right, perfect. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a great weekend.
So it's a two-day event?
It is, Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 9 o'clock both days.
And that's April 12th and 13th?
April 12th and 13th, yep.
Oh, it's coming right up.
Yep, so right around the corner.
Now, will the Thunderbirds be up in the sky like Thursday and Friday practicing?
Yes, sure.
So
will.
Folks, so folks
look
are
up
driving
in the sky.
Around, all of a sudden, they look up and they see the Thunderbirds going at it. They shouldn't think the Russians are trying to pretending that we're you know, the Ukraine or something. Shh. Ooh, sorry. So that's awesome. Very cool. Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to share with our listeners?
Well, here's something. I know the bases on, you know, secure all the bases across the country, across the world are on security alert. How do people get on base? I mean, do they have to, like, pre-register, or they just show up and...
We have a unique situation for the open house weekend. We are going to be changing our gates around a little bit to accommodate this event. And we'll have the Swan and Craycroft gates both open for general public access. And you don't need to pre-register with us. We'll have our security forces guys out there, you know. And, of course, I think Tucson Police will be partnering with them for, like, off-base, you know, golf links. And Craycroft and Swan will be very busy that right. weekend. But
so lots of security.
Lots of security. But between the two, we're going to get folks on there. We've got guys that will be positioned to help, you know, direct you to the parking and get you in the gate quickly. So it should be hopefully a smooth process and no pre-planning on, you know, if you decide Saturday morning you want to join us, you're welcome to come on out.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds great.
Now, during the break, you guys were saying that you had some stuff that you wanted to give away.
We sure do.
Are you changing your mind?
No. We've got...
Is it a hot dog?
We've got... This is a, you know, free event, but we also have a neat aspect with our force support squadron on the base. One of their responsibilities is marketing.
Okay, wait. Force support squadron?
Force support squadron.
Force support.
Yes.
Now,
so
what is force support?
Like the Air Force.
They do all of our support for our airmen, so they're in charge of things like the lodging on the base, different family events and activities that get put on. So just kind of supporting the airmen and keeping the machines running and all that good
are
stuff on base.
Are they civilians or they?
A mixture of military and civilians.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but
force support.
Their office, they do marketing and they also do fundraising stuff on base. And so they're selling some special tickets, Flightline Club tickets, box seating, and beer garden tickets.
Here.
I know, right?
So this event got a lot better.
The Flightline Club, they've got a pair of two tickets that they'd like to give away to your listeners. And with that, you have special access at one of our other gates, so you can avoid the traffic, special parking, and you'll have seating in the shade. You'll have catered meals. And then we also have three pairs of beer garden tickets to give away.
Sweet.
Holy mackerel.
Well, do we have to give them away or can we keep them? We should give them away. Well, what do you think, Fred?
Well, if nobody claims them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
So if my email goes down.
The 75th person to email Fred.
No.
The ingredients of the secret sauce.
McDonald's secret sauce?
Or, you know, what are the secret ingredients to.
Oh, the Colonel's.
Colonel's, yeah, secret recipe. Get these tickets. How about that?
The 75th person to give me the correct ingredients for the Colonel's secret recipe, original.
Needs to get a life. So what are you going to do? Second, third, fourth people. We got to make this a tough one.
Well, it's four. So a pair on the flight line and three mm-hmm. beer garden tickets.
That's right. Well, three pairs. So
oh, three
six,
pairs. Okay,
six
so one, two, three, four. The first person gets the flight line and then two, three, and four get beer garden tickets.
Sweet. Next.
So,
and what do they have to say in their email?
They have to say.
I love the A10.
That's right.
I love the A10. All right. And so, folks.
To Fred at FredandJeff.com.
Fred at FredandJeff.com. Cool, ladies. What else is going on out there? We got like a couple minutes left. You got anything? Where are you guys from?
We're from the Davis Montham.
You were born
PA
there?
Office. No, I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
Aaron looks so timid at the moment.
I know, spent Aaron. My whole life across the U.S. So I was born in Massachusetts, lived in Kansas, and then was transported here to Davis Montham by the Air Force.
Well, so do you come from a military family?
I do, yes.
Okay. What branch was your dad in, or mom?
Army.
So your dad was an Army guy?
Yes.
What about your mom?
So now you can
Army
look down on
well.
Your dad?
So mom
can...
and dad were in the Army and you went into the Air Force?
They encouraged me to, you know.
Broaden your
to be
horizon.
Better.
Yes.
To be better than them.
This could be like ASU U of A all over again. Wow, good for you. All right. And then where are you from?
My dad was active duty Air Force since before I was born. So I'm a military brat. I moved all over the place.
So both you guys have military in your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for what you guys are doing, giving back to not only our community, but the country. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your support.
Thank you, and thanks for having us on the air today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna put you on the spot again. We haven't been on base in a while, so we need another trip out to Davis Mountain.
Yeah, we got a whole brand new podcast set up. It'll be great.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Let me know.
And tell the MPs we won't be bad this time.
Okay. We have to lift that giant concrete thing. You know, when you try to run through there without the approval and they lift that big concrete gate, they won't have to do that this time.
Good.
All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Farms.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Bronstein. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hi, Fred.
And we're sitting here talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
Yeah, that's right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you all can even subscribe to this Tome of Wisdom and Entertainment on iTunes.
You know what we really want people to do, Fred?
Like us on Facebook.
We want them to... Oh, darn it. Yeah, Fred, go!
I don't even know what that is.
It's a happy song from that Pharrell Williams guy that Jim played earlier. Very addicting.
Yeah, maybe to you.
What?
No.
You're just not into pop culture.
No, I'm not, actually.
You know what you should be more into, Fred?
I have rejected pop culture.
Well, you know, and for what have you rejected it for?
Tequila and cigars.
Hey, did you... Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Fred and Jeff Show. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, because I just posted this really cool thing about how the sugars in tequila help fight obesity.
The agave plant.
That's correct.
That's right. That's how I've lost all my weight. The last 5 years,
Hold on. Jim, do we have a laugh track for the show?
Tequila and cigars.
Can we have a laugh track for that part?
What have I told you? What have I told you for the whole time we've been on the air?
I mean, you never
tequila
ever
and cigars.
Said once that you lost weight drinking tequila and smoking cigars.
Well, okay. I've said I've lost weight. I've said I've drank tequila and smoked cigars. So I don't know what else I could tell you. Here's a little bit of pop culture history.
Here we go.
In all of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's books, Sherlock Holmes never says, "Elementary, my dear Watson." He says, "Elementary," and he says, "My dear Watson," but he never says, "Elementary, my dear Watson."
Welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show, where you'll hear tomes of wisdom, information.
Wisdom and entertainment.
No, so, Fred, what I was trying to do was say, well, since you've forsaken pop culture, what is it that you're excited about? And the answer is...
tequila and cigars.
Oh, my God. The answer is Tucson Originals!
No, you're close, though.
Arizona first?
Closer.
Arizona's best insurance agent, Jeff Ronstadt? What?
Local first, Arizona.
Oh, darn it.
You were.
That was your cue to say
hi. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So Erica is here. She is the... Well, you're not the executive director, are you?
I am not. Our executive director is Kimber Lanning, but I am the Tucson membership coordinator.
Oh, my gosh. Kimber Lanning?
Yes.
Seriously?
Kimber Lanning. Yep.
You need to tell her that 20 bucks she owes me. Gotta come through.
I'll have her get... She'll be in town in a week or so. All right. I'll let her know.
So
just
Erica,
have her drop by here.
Erica Mitnick-White. White is the Tucson membership director.
First Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, typically on our show, we kind of try to shun things north of the Pinal County line, but what you're doing is so amazing.
Thank you.
It's worth talking about. So tell our listeners what your organization does.
Okay, well, we are a statewide nonprofit local business coalition. And we define local as Arizona-owned businesses because we are all about growing the local business community and supporting our local businesses. You know, we go out into the community, we talk to consumers about how up to four times more money stays here, you know, in our community when you support our Tucson and Southern Arizona businesses. We keep up to four times more money right here, that basically for about every $100 that is spent, when you spend that in a locally owned business, about $45 stays and recirculates right here. And the reason for that is the locally owned businesses, you know, pass that on by recirculating that money. They're hiring local web developers and local advertising agencies and local accountants and, you know, and those people, the local accountants are, you know, getting local realtors for office spaces and local landscapers. And so that money keeps recirculating and recirculating.
See, and one of the ways that I've had a hard time grasping the concept of what you're selling to everybody, and I agree with what you're doing, but, you know, for instance, I've got friends that work for national companies mm-hmm. or regional companies that have offices here in Tucson, but the great point that you're making is that when you have the opportunity to go local, you know, to go to some place like Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue or to a Chipotle Grill, pick Mama's, because more of your money stays here. It's you know, it's our local folks making a living, and they couldn't do it without local support.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're local first. We're not local always or local only. One of the big things that we did was we have a Shift 10% campaign.
Shift 10%?
Shift 10%, because we talked to people about, you know, if people in Tucson just shifted 10% of their spending to local, we know that it would create over 1,600 new jobs, over $50 million in new wages, and $137 million in new economic activity. And
that's, wait a minute.
That's all in 1 year.
10% of our expendable income, the money we use to buy goods
and
services.
It may not even be expendable income. It may just be for clothes.
Stuff you were already going to buy.
Yeah.
And
if we use local folks first, mm-hmm. it would create 1,600 new jobs in Pima County?
Yeah, this was based off of a study by Civic Economics.
That's fantastic.
It is.
I guess the point you're making is that if more people knew that, they'd do it. Because why wouldn't we want to create more jobs in our community?
Absolutely.
What do we need, what do we need to worry about other people coming in when we could just do it by making a simple choice of using a local business person?
Yeah, it's cool too, because, for example, this is what I like talking about, is instead of going to a national chain for gifts for kids, I go to Yikes, which is one of the coolest stores in the world.
We love Yikes.
Oh, so you guys just aren't a restaurant group.
No, we're every kind of business. I mean, local car washes. Metro Car Wash is one of our members. I mean, local, you know, Arizona-owned banks, Tucson Federal Credit Union. I mean, it's large businesses to small businesses. We encourage people, anywhere you can go local, think about going local. Even if it's in, you know, you're in a grocery store, Hickman's Eggs is an Arizona-owned company.
Hickman's Eggs, absolutely.
And, Tucson Originals is one of our great members and partners, highlighting all of the amazing local restaurants here. And so I dragged Sam with me here today.
So we have Sam Alboy from Mama's, but you just replaced Rocco DeGrazia as the big poopah for Tucson Originals.
I did, yeah. I'm the president, incoming president for Tucson Originals for 2014. We have a great board. We have a brand new executive director on board with us, Sherry Seasnop, and a great local leader. And we're just really energized. Got some great new restaurants that are coming on board with us. And as an organization, you know, all we want to do is get people to eat local, try local food, support local businesses, and just experience some of the awesome diversity that Tucson has in its local restaurants. Because if you don't support that, then it's going to go away and you'll end up like a Houston or a place like that where the chains are just 9-1 to anything you can find that's local.
I think you make a good point when you say Tucson's middle name is diversity.
Yeah.
It used to be Old Pueblo, but now it's diversity.
No, it's still Old Pueblo.
Old Diversity Pueblo?
Old Pueblo.
Okay, there you go. But so tell us a little bit about what you're up to. I mean, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm the owner of Mama's Hawaiian Barbecues. We have three locations here in Tucson. But, you know, with the Tucson Originals, you know, we've got 34 member restaurants that have about 42 locations throughout Tucson. So you can try everything from Rocco's Little Chicago Pizza to Mother Hubbard's, which is all Native American cooking, and, you know, back to roots cooking, which is awesome, at Grant and Stone, you know, to Pastiche, just did an awesome remodel at their bar, you know, with a great local Tucson restaurant, Jonathan's Cork, and other places like that. There's plenty of options, from down south in Sarita all the way up north into Oro Valley and Catalina.
Now tell us, what impact have organizations like Sleeping Frog Farms had on the local restaurant scene?
Well, restaurants are gluttons as far as what we need to produce our product. So we need a big farm, local farm network, to be able to provide for even a small restaurant. Because if we want to have a menu that we can maybe keep seasonally, we need to make sure that we have a lot of suppliers that are able to supply us. For instance, Ryan Clark at Augustine Kitchen, you know, at the Mercado, he got in 24 chickens on a Thursday. Well, he can make chicken oysters, chicken wings, chicken breasts, chicken stock, but in the end of the day, that's 24 chickens is all he maybe could get from that supplier. So how many orders of wings do you get for 24 chickens? It's only 48 wings, you know.
Check that math.
That's half an order for me.
Yeah. You know, if you go to Rocco's on a Wednesday night, I think the guy goes through like 4,000 wings over there.
Yeah, they have
wing nights.
They have a chicken count at the end of the night.
That's a lot of chickens.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you just try and diversify, find as many local farms and partners that you can do. And when we're making our menu, we really pay attention to seasonality. What's maybe just starting to come into season? What's going to be going out of season? You have to be really attentive for those members that are buying local. And we team up with big partners like the Heirloom Farmers Markets, you know, that have a huge network of people. And that they're having this big festival coming up. We're going to be out there showing people how we make those connections. We're going to have the farmers out there with the restaurants. We're going to be cooking the same day with the local wineries and breweries to show how everything flows together. And that's coming up Sunday, April 6th.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Our last break of the day. So, folks, stick around because we've got lots more to talk about here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey. And with us,
that's right, Fred,
are some of the people and organizations that celebrate the diversity and the creativity and the stupendousness of the old Pueblo.
What other adjectives can you throw on that?
I don't know. I need to go pull my thesaurus out.
True. The awesomeness, and, the stupendousness, the jigginess.
The awesomeness.
We can keep going. I said that. So anyhow, who are we chatting with today?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention during the break, so I have no idea. So the Tucson membership coordinator from Local First Arizona is with us. Her name is Erica Mitnick-White.
Hi, guys.
She learned this time. As soon as I said her name, she's chimed right in.
I'm getting better.
Yeah. So, Erica, earlier we were talking about restaurants.
Yes.
But you made the passing comment that it's not just restaurants, it's services.
Oh, yeah.
It's all kinds of stuff. So where can our listeners go to get the whole list of folks that are local Arizona First?
I am so glad you asked that. Local First Arizona has a website. So it's localfirstaz.com. And when you go on our website, you will see a directory of our local member businesses. We have over 2,500 member businesses.
In the state.
In the state. And our directory actually gets searched over 42,000 times per month by people looking for local businesses.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's so much support for our local businesses. And you can search that directory by keyword. So if you're looking for a specific kind of business, you can search it for region. When you go onto the directory, you'll see a map, and you can just click on Tucson, and it'll bring up the Tucson area businesses. And so it's a great, great resource for people who want to support local, people who have a need for, you know, a particular kind of business and they don't know who to connect with. It's just a great resource.
And the reality is it's not that difficult. It's not a challenge to figure out what you're typically shopping for and how to substitute what you're currently doing with a local choice.
Absolutely.
Fred, I got to tell you, I disagree with that. Because there's a lot of times where you will see a service provider and you think it's a local guy, but he's paying franchise fees or he's paying some sort of VIG to, you know, a corporate office in some other state. So there are lots of services that folks utilize every day, they don't even think about it, that you have a choice of using a local homegrown guy or someone who's pretending to be a local homegrown guy.
Well, it's not necessarily pretending, because there are locally owned companies that, you know, well, and this is, you know, with the restaurant guys, this was a big fight all the time, because McDonald's is a national corporation, but they're all locally owned.
They're all locally owned, correct.
So there is, I mean, there's a gray area.
There is, but we're not saying not support other people and support only local. We're saying 10%.
Yeah, if you can just shift 10%. And like you said, you know, Yikes is a great example. I mean, I think of all the, you know, it's mom, all the birthday gifts I have to buy, you know, in a year, that's a really easy place.
And it's not even just, you know, birthday gifts for kids. I mean, adults appreciate the kind of stuff you can get there. They have all sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, by the way, I need more silly putty for my birthday.
I can get you that. I can get you an ant farm. I can get you sea monkeys.
Yeah, no, don't want the
get
ant
you
farm, because last time they all got out, there was a revolt.
Oh, okay. But they have, I mean, cool stuff from our childhood they have.
Yeah.
They have, like, tin toys that are really, you know, the wind-up tin
toys. You don't have to sell me on
Yikes.
They have
books you can't get, you know, anywhere else.
Great store. Great local store. Should probably be an advertiser on the Fred and Jeff Show.
We'll talk to him.
Okay.
We'll talk to him.
So, tell us what else is going on.
So, what else is going on is the Viva La Local Food Festival.
Viva La Local
Viva!
Yes,
local.
Because, you know, we definitely love to highlight our local foods. And Heirloom Farmers Market is one of our fantastic members.
Oh, and by
they
happen to have somebody here.
Putting on this festival April 6th, which is going to be amazing.
And here in the studio with us is Roxanne Garcia.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I hang out with farmers every weekend, so I'm doing great.
That's a good time. What are those guys growing?
Oh, right now all kinds of greens are in, and we got strawberries. We got all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome.
We need to spend some time with the tape recorder and a wad of cash over at the St. Phillips Farmers Market.
We did that once before.
I know, but it's going on right now.
It would be so much fun. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Especially strawberries.
Yeah. You know what? That means I'm playing hooky. Oh, well, that's
nice.
Okay.
Nice work.
Manish
nice
could do all. He's okay on his own.
Yeah. So I don't know. That guy. He needs some oversight. But anyhow, good for you. And this whole Viva La Local, tell us about it.
Well, it's we're going to have all of our farmers market vendors. So a lot of times St. Phillips can only house 60 vendors. So at the Viva La Local, we're going to bring everybody in. So everybody will get exposure. You'll get to see all the farms, all the ranches, all the local small purveyors that we have. That's all around food. And Viva La Local is just celebrating local food. Plus, we're going to have 25 local restaurants, music, beer, local beer, and local wine.
So this is not local. It's kind of local-ish because he's always been at the farmer's market. But is the White Cane Salmon guy going to be there?
Yes, he will be there.
Because Jeffrey stole. See, we went out there. I'm airing dirty laundry. This is my role in the show.
Bring it.
Is you know, we went out there with Manish and we were talking to the folks in their little tents. You know, we talked to this lady who makes goat cheese and you know, she has goat milk and all sorts of stuff. We're talking to some guys from Wilcox. Who,
apple juice.
Yeah, the apple pies and apple everything pies. Else. And then we talked to this really nice guy from White Cane Salmon.
Yeah.
And he gave Jeff and
now,
I...
Now, he was a guy that was hard of seeing, right? He had a...
Yes. He's blind.
He's blind, okay.
He's a blind fisherman.
Blind fisherman.
And that's why it's White Cane Salmon.
White Cane Salmon, correct.
So he was generous with us. He gave us...
So, you know, he was the nicest guy in the world. And you know what else? There were local honey guys,
see,
Tucson
Jeff,
tamales.
Jeff knows what's coming. So he gave us these really nice fillets of salmon.
No, he did not.
And I never saw mine. Jeff's like, here, let me put it in the car.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And then,
delicious.
And then just never it. Again.
Oh, it was
wild salmon gone.
I don't know. It was too good. I remember inviting you over for dinner one night, and you said, no, I can't. Because Brent and I have an engagement. I thought, oh, well, gosh darn it. I'd already had the salmon on the grill. So you had a shot.
Right.
Well, now you know me. So you can come and see me, and I'll escort you over there. And
there
we'll just
you
time.
Go, Fred.
Yeah, I'm
you
coming with some dry ice. Some, and
his mom likes to say some salmon.
And a taser to keep Jeff away.
You have to come solo.
So tell us more about this festival, because it is going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be really great. We're really excited about it, because this will be our first largest festival we've really pulled off since we started the farmers markets, you know, 15 years ago. So it's all going to be... the cool thing is you'll get to go, and there'll be 60 farmers there. So our general public, the people who normally shop the farmers markets, will get to come in. We'll have a veggie valet there, so you will be able to shop the market, put your vegetables in a cool space, go have some Hawaiian barbecue, and then have a beer, and then pick up your stuff and go home.
Local beer, I hope.
Local beer, yeah.
Nice. Nice. And where is this taking place, though? It's not at St. Philip's.
No, it will be at Rito Park, because St. Philip's is small and Rito's big, so we're really blowing it out of the water. And it'll be from 9 a.m., which will be the farmer's market, till 5 p.m.
Okay, now wait a minute, though. The farmer's market's from, like, what, 9 to 11?
9 to 12.
9 to 12. And
yes.
Then all the fun and festivities...
Start at 11 o'clock.
And go till 5.
Yes.
So
yes.
Really, but the key behind any good farmer's market, or any good farmer's market buyer, customer...
Get there early.
You got to get there early.
Oh, way early.
You got to get there early.
And if you see something you want, get it right there.
Because when you turn around, someone else, like Fred, will snarf it from you.
That's
remember
correct.
That one time, Fred?
No.
Okay. So
you're just making stuff up now.
Well, now
because you know the salmon story is true.
It's true. Why do you have to bring that stuff up? Why?
I want to see you cry. I want to
hey,
see you
I
cry.
I have no regrets, though, because it was delicious. Well, we hope you guys have a zillion people come out there, because it is absolutely sounds like a fabulous, fabulous event.
Yes, well, you know, the farmers markets are all about local. We're looking for volunteers to help us out at the festival also. So, you know, that's what we do. We celebrate 100-mile radius of farm fresh food and ranches. So that's kind of what we do.
And who are the big sponsors out there? You got to have a little bit of help to put this thing together.
Yes, we have.
Well, let me read them off to you.
Oh, there you go.
Fred. Tucson Subaru. Our buddies, the DeCristofanos at Tucson Subaru. Edible Baja Arizona, the fabulous magazine. Dude, have you seen this magazine, Baja Arizona?
I literally just picked it up this week.
It is incredible, incredible, incredible local food scene magazine. Tucson Foodie. You were talking about Tucson Foodie is a guy that's got a local blog, talks about all the restaurants. You like him?
Adam Lerman.
So he must have been nice to you when he did his review on you, right?
I don't think he's reviewed me ever.
And you still like him because he's not reviewed you?
No, I'm sorry.
That's awesome. Wholesome Harvest, Local First Arizona, Yelp. I mean, you guys got plenty of great people that are supporting your event, along with the 60 farmers that are going to be out there plying their wares.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's going to be amazing music out there, too.
Oh, I saw
yes.
it.
Sergio Mendoza. Yes.
You got old Sergio out there spinning the tunes, right?
That's correct.
And a bunch of...
Pork Torta? Who else?
Sergio Mendoza y La Orquesta? Nam Amor, Vox Urbana, Carlos Arzate, and the Pork Torta, which I think the Pork Torta is...
That's a sandwich.
Well, that's, yeah, and isn't that what people
Sam's
used to call you
pig.
In college?
No.
Pork Torta?
No.
Just kidding. So, that sounds awesome, you guys. Good
It'll
luck.
Be fun.
More information. Is there a website?
Yes. Viva La Local Fest is .com. You can go, or you can go to Heirloom Farmers Market, FM.com.
Perfect. And we got 1 minute left. Are we going to give some away from the Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue? $25 gift certificate to each location?
No.
He's sitting over there going, yay. Oh. So, yeah, three gift certificates. All right, folks, we got three $25 gift certificates from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue to give away. So if you missed earlier in the show for the tickets to
the Flight DM, Line and the Beer Gardens,
here's your chance. So send Fred an email at fred@friendjeff.com, and in the subject line say, I love local businesses, and the first three folks are going to get a $25 gift certificate to Mama's.
Hawaiian Barbecue.
Hawaiian Barbecue. So,
awesome.
F-R-E-D, great show.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Folks, get out there, meet your neighbor. This event sounds like a great opportunity to meet your neighbor, because meeting your neighbor is what makes Tucson a great, great place to live. And the more folks you meet, the better off we all are. And last but not least, have a great week, Fred, and go Cats. See you next week, folks.
Well, they're out there having fun in a warm Arizona sun. Oh, well, I'm going out west out on the desert. And I'm going to make those Arizona girls mine. Well, they walk, well, that walk. And they talk, and that talk. And they twist, like this. They shan't, don't you hear me? Well, they're out there having fun in the warm Arizona sun.